Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is Wide Open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will go starting today to one of the great cities in America, Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello.
Baltimore. Let's say hi to Chris in Baltimore. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got a chance to meet Oscar and Pony at Anime USA last weekend.
Hello, friend.
Did you buy your phone at Anime USA, just out of curiosity?
A cartoon phone, Mike.
Your phone sounds a little problematic there right now, but we can hear you. Go ahead, Chris.
Who did you love more?
that's a tough question. It's like choosing your favorite son. Two things stood out, though, about Oscar.
One, driving me crazy.
He's always working.
Yeah.
Because he's doing market research at the convention, which I asked him
how he bought the bonus show, what his experience was like, walk me through the process. What did you find that was great about it? What you didn't like? And Pony looked like he was going to pass out.
Was there a hug at all?
Why do you think I love Oscar? That's what Oscar does. Oscar doesn't just come in here. Why do you think I tolerate Oscar walking in like 2 minutes later with Bedhead? You know, I mean, Oscar works his ass off for the show, and it's wonderful to have him doing that. And, you know, Oscar's been doing like deep dives about everything and keeps me in line and tells me what's going on behind the scenes. That's a little peek behind the curtain right there.
Thank you for your compliment. I hope I didn't annoy you, sir. You were very kind with your time.
Oh, no, it was great to talk to you. The second thing that stood out about Oscar is he never breaks kayfabe.
Yes.
He never breaks what? What was that? I missed that. I'm sorry.
Well,
kayfabe.
He thinks that I'm a character of sorts, this gentleman. And
you are a character.
When I met him, I wanted to think. Remember there was a long-winded call last week? And, sir, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying it was long-winded when we thought there was a plant for Anime USA.
Right, I remember.
That was him. This is the guy. He's a different guy. He has nothing to do with the actual show. He's been going for 11 years.
Oh, you're
years.
The anime guy that called.
Yes,
that's great.
He's an enthusiast.
Chris, let me ask you, did you enjoy it as much as the boys did?
Oh, I had a blast. It was fantastic.
That's such a great show. Thank you very much.
Let's move
on to Jake from Connecticut. Jake, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. And Jake, before I talk to you, I do want to mention that it just got me thinking there that Oscar, Rob, and I think me,
yeah,
that what you, in all seriousness, I'm not trying to blow smoke, we're probably a little more animated on the show, but what you hear on the show is pretty much, if you go to the bar in New Orleans, you're getting the same us. That's exactly the way we are.
And I was sober at Anime USA.
The only person who really plays a character on the show is Pony.
Yeah, I'm
Pony,
black.
Yes, yeah.
Pony play that whole dull persona.
A skinny white man.
It's completely fictitious.
And scripted.
Jake, what can we do? What part of Connecticut are you calling from, Jake?
I'm in Bethel. I'm right next to Danbury.
Ah, yes, I know the state well. I was born and raised there. What can we do for you, sir?
So I'm a couple weeks behind on listening. I'm not been a very good listener, and I just need to know how many days are left for Christmas shopping.
That's somebody, Rob. That's somebody asking for it. That's somebody asking for it. There we go.
The answer, a dozen, cousin.
12 days left for Christmas.
Here he comes. Here he comes. Play it for him. Oh, he's gone. He's going off to listen. Very happy.
Only got 12 days more, Mike.
Yes. Bring in the martini drink.
Only 12 more shopping days left. You better step on it or
you'll be sorry.
Thank you very much.
George Strait wishing you and your family a happy holiday season.
Throw that in.
Okay, they're all coming in now.
That's just the new one. That's just George Strait. You never know when he'll come by. What?
People are kind of getting into this show for the holidays.
They love it for the holidays.
They understand that we do a lot of holiday stuff.
Start getting into our Amazon tab.
Yeah, please. Oscar wants you to buy more on Amazon, please.
Yeah, Amazon Kindle, $99. You can't beat it. The best model.
Thank you. On sale now. Chad, Washington, D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. Hi, guys. It's been so long since I talked to you. It's so awesome. I'm flattered.
What is this? I don't know whether that was an impression or not.
No.
Chad?
No.
Yes,
That's real life, man. That's real life. It's a thrill to talk to you guys. I remember seeing you at the Foxy Beer Place in Georgetown or wherever the hell that was. It was awesome.
Mad Fox Brewery, Foxy Beer Place.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to know now that the pedophile lost. I was wondering, are we going to hear enough of it? Is it going to go away? Or is this guy going to keep spinning around in the news forever and making us crazy for the holidays?
No, I'm pretty sure that's it. I mean, that's the way those Senate races
work. I think he said
work.
He dug a hole, or there was a hole he dug in. I don't know what happened, but hopefully it'll
I didn't
go
know
he shouldn't
until,
talk about holes.
Yeah,
I
oh,
didn't know.
God.
And by the way, if you want a real breakdown of that election and find out about what's going on, please check out this week's episode of Political Persuasions. Woo! That will drop tomorrow on the More Network. You can go to MichaelMaraShow.com. Chris Freites, former CNN correspondent, and I will be discussing that and the ramifications of that. Pretty amazing time in politics where that became such a huge national story. And the only part that I didn't hear about until this morning was I didn't know that he rode a horse.
Yes, of course.
I didn't know he rode a horse to the polls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad he lost. Mm. Sorry. That's the way I feel about that. He rode a horse to the polls. That's too good. Ryan from North Liberty, Iowa. How are you, Ryan? What can we do for you?
Good morning.
Yes, Ryan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I was just calling in to say hello. It's my first time. You read
doesn't
my
sound like
yesterday.
It.
A bon
sounds,
bon bon.
Sounds like you might be a veteran with your composure level, Mr. Ryan. You know. Hey, Ryan. Can I tell you something?
You. Yes, please.
I think we could do, just based on your baritone timbre, I bet you and I could probably do dueling Santa Clauses. Would you be up for that that challenge?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. Wild card.
Yeah, this is definitely a risk. Risk
factor. Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Hello, Santa.
Ho. Oh, oh, hello, Michael.
Okay. All
right. Not bad.
Mike, if I were to grade it, I would say you were the more traditional Santa Claus, and this
well,
guy
I've done
is
a lot of commercials, you know.
This guy is the Santa Claus that's hanging at a singles bar.
a male singles
ding,
bar.
Ding ding
Ryan, Ryan, what can we do for you? Is there anything particular?
I just wanted to say hello. Appreciate you reading my letter yesterday for the birthday beating by Bing Crosby.
Oh, okay. So you're needy.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, stop it, Rob. Be kind to the callers. It's Christmas time.
It is Christmas.
Heather. Heather from Red Background with Black Font.
Central California.
Central California. Thank you very much, Oscar. I appreciate it. This would be the time of the week where I demonstrate my age, because the entire time I'm going like this.
It's tough to read.
Heather, what can I do for you?
Good morning, boys. Hi, it's Heather from Shawshank Correctional Facility.
Oh, yes.
Wonderful. Heather, how are things at the prison?
Well, at the prison, they're okay, but I'm calling to check in safe.
Oh, thank good. You. You're
good.
Safe.
From the fire.
That's good.
You're safe. Thank you.
Much like Rob Spiewak, you know, is there... Oh, hold on. Come on in here, buddy. Come on in. It's Wide Open Wednesday. Hold on. A door just opened. It's, we're taping early today.
Oh, hey. There he is. Heather, would you Michael.
Like, Heather, would you like my son to tell you Merry Christmas?
Oh, please. Yes.
Okay. Say it nice and loud into the microphone. Merry Christmas. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas.
What do you want?
He took that microphone.
Yeah, he did.
What do you want Santa to bring you?
A kitchen.
A kitchen. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. He wants to be
gender
a chef.
Roles.
That's
really getting grade in that preschool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Do you want a Lego police station too? And what else do you want?
Handgun?
A waffle iron?
Blue blocks matter.
Hey, got my kid here, please.
All right.
An iron?
Hey.
Some Mac makeup?
Mike be coaching
him.
No.
Please say hi, listeners.
Waiting.
Here we go. He's not doing it. No. He's not.
He looks great in front of a mic, though.
He does.
Can you say hi, Oscar?
Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
Hey, were you pleased to meet Santa Cow?
Woo!
Did you like meeting Santa Cow?
Moo.
Rob's talking to you. Say hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
Say how
hi,
you pony. Been, buddy?
Hi, pony.
Hey, buddy.
Maddie's here.
Say hi, Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Say hola, Diego.
You say hola?
Hola.
Are you learning Spanish in school? Yeah, you're learning a little Spanish in school. Okay, I've got to go do the show. Can you say Merry Christmas, everybody?
Dad, I have to tell you something.
Okay, what's that?
I don't like wearing these
You don't like wearing these clothes? Well, you're going to have to take that out. So your mommy, maybe mommy can get you to wear a different outfit, okay? But she's not. Okay, well, Daddy's doing the show right
I like
now,
the way he
so.
Plays both
sides. Yeah.
Oh, big hug, big hug. Early. How can you say it's no to him? Early. Put him on whatever he wants. Let him wear his PJs.
You wear whatever you want.
Come on, some Gucci, Daddy's anything.
You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Wear your pants under that if you'd like.
Nice
so
and loud
cute.
So they can hear. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Hey, Mike, I don't like wearing these clothes either. Carrie said I have to.
Rob, you and me both. Hey, Heather, that was a special call. I kept the line open the whole time. That was my son, so sorry about that. Is there anything else we can do for you up now that you're safe in Northern California?
Well, not to hijack Mo's segment, but I was wondering if you'd be interested in a prison fact of the day.
Yes, yes, sure, yes. Yes, I love regular call bits. That's awesome. What is the prison fact of the day, Heather?
Toilet paper can be used as a weapon.
Oh. And could you because I'm dying of curiosity. How would one use toilet paper as a weapon?
Well, you can, one could take the toilet paper. Excuse me, smoke. Take the toilet paper, melt it down, or get it wet, and let it and layer it and layer it and layer it, and wait for it to harden. And then you can sharpen it into a weapon that could actually be used to...
That's good enough
Damn.
For me. That's wow. good enough for me. What a wow. lovely Christmas call. That is so special. Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate it, Heather. Thank you for calling
in. You think an
in.
Elf on a shelf would last at a correctional facility?
No.
Guess what, boys? We have
to become
a,
someone's bitch.
We have a blast from the past. One of the most problematic listeners in the history of listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, one of Rob's favorite callers, Wolf. The Bratwurst King is calling the show right now. Ooh. Oh, look at Rob, just sit back. Rob, it's a radio show.
Yeah, you gotta
I know
sit
you
up
don't like confrontation. You just don't lean back. Hello, Wolf. How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Hi, guys. Happy holidays to all of you. Just wanted to check in. It's been a long while.
It has.
A couple hours away to heading towards to Dusseldorf to... Mike's favorite brothel over there, see if the ladies are still fine. Other than that, you know, wonderful holidays. Thanks for all you do, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Wolf.
That was a nice call. Thank
so
you, buddy.
Wolf, it's good to hear from you. How's everything in the world of the Bratwurst King?
Well, the Bratwurst King is currently being put on ice, but that's okay. Life, you know. So I'm joining you as in the ranks of a failed restaurant owner of sorts. But then again, who knows?
That's a shame.
We might rekindle things.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck, Wolf. And are you going to Germany?
Yes. Heading over to Austria.
What a beautiful part of the world.
First time with Alex last year, and liking the skiing part.
Oh, man, what a great place. That is a beautiful country to visit during the holidays. Wolf, Merry Christmas to you and your beautiful son and your wonderful wife, and have a happy holiday, my friend.
Same to you all.
There he goes.
Thank you, buddy.
Merry Christmas,
everybody. I'm sorry.
I wonder if the food truck craze in the past 5 years created some sort of competition he wasn't anticipating. Right,
Oscar, that's a deep dive. We'll
yeah.
Have to do.
Yeah. There was a blitzkrieg of food trucks. And
okay, thank you.
Rob! Rob's you're such a jerk.
Yeah. Soulless monster.
He's
Let's
the one that
Bill.
Mentioned that Mike had a favorite brothel.
Bill from Mechanicsville, Pennsylvania. Bill, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Good morning. Bill.
I don't know what you want. If it's fruits and nuts you're looking for, I can tell you I don't have any.
Okay, I get the bit, but it's just too soft. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just it's not loud enough. Sorry. Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie is in California. Carmel, one of the most beautiful
Ooh.
Parts of the world.
Carmel by the sea.
Carmel by the sea. Beautiful place. Stephanie, how are you?
I am well. How are you, boys?
We're doing well. Is this, by the way, is this the Stephanie who unfortunately lost out on the Rob Spiewak fruitcakes?
The one and the same. I owe you an apology, but I also owed you a phone call to let you know my connection to our friend Jim Nance.
Yes. Now, yeah, now if this, let me retread this for the listening audience, that Stephanie entered the fruitcake contest, and her angle on the letter was that if Rob sent her a fruitcake, she was going to deliver it to our old friend, Mr. Jim Nantz. He of, you know, CBS Sports fame and the Masters and, the you know, the NFL Today and also
Final Four.
The you know, play-by-play,
the
doing
of
play
sports.
Yes, just a legendary sportscaster and a good friend of the show and a guy with a great sense of humor and a guy that apparently lives in some sort of castle now, some sort of palace castle in Carmel. You know, is it, and
he has so a beautiful home right by the lodge at, in Pebble Beach.
Yeah, nice stack of bricks.
My goodness gracious. Yeah. So has he had his Christmas get-together yet?
He has. It was last Friday, and listener Adam Mayfield and I attended, and it was great. He always has great parties. I met him. I own a stationery store in Pacific Grove, which is right next to Pebble Beach, and I actually met him when he and his bride, Courtney, came in and I did their wedding invitations.
Oh, there you go. There's a connection right there. That's wonderful. And by the way, if anybody wants to know, Stephanie's invitations were only $1,000 a sheet of paper.
That's all they cost.
That's in Pacific Grove. That's the cost of stationery. So, yes, go ahead, Stephanie. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I also have done another celebrity
wedding
invitation.
Yes.
Our very own Oscar Santana.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Only the best, Mike. Yeah. Only the best for the Fantanas.
Oscar, how about that? That's
Jim
incredible.
Jim Nantz and I in the same company.
That's
finally
awesome.
So
that
obviously,
is absolutely
Stephanie,
wonderful.
You will offer spell check.
We use the same paper.
Wow, that's so exciting. Great.
Stephanie,
that's
are you enough allied with the Nantz people, the family, that if I were to send you a consolation fruitcake, you could get it to him?
I could deliver it to him personally.
Whoa.
All right.
Then it's on the way.
Yes.
It's on the way. We will write that situation, and we're trying. I know Rob's trying to get Nantz on the show, not necessarily during the holidays, but after the first of the year, we'll try to get him on the show. That should be a lot of fun.
I'm sure he would love to do that. I last time I was at his house for his party, I spoke with him at length about the Michael Mara show, and he has nothing but fond memories of you all.
Yeah,
and
he was a blast.
Always was. Always was.
We had a lot of fun.
How
Stephanie,
was Santa
thank
Claus
you
at his party? How was his Santa? Because he announced on the invitation.
Kids are welcome.
Yeah.
Santa's going to be there.
Santa was great. He's, you know, the full suit, the real whiskers, the whole thing.
Did you ever mess up and call him Boomer?
Boomer Esiason dressed up. Is that his partner now? Is that his?
No, it's his ex-partner.
Yeah, his ex-partner.
His ex-partner. Okay, I don't know who he's working with now. Anyway, you
Romo,
know, is it Tony Romo?
Romo.
Yeah, he's working with Romo. That's good. Stephanie, Merry Christmas. A fruitcake is on the way. Thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you
Merry
so
Christmas.
Much. Nothing like Merry bilingual Christmas paper.
That's wonderful. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn is on a plane. Are you on a plane right now, Glenn?
I'm on Delta out of Detroit, and it's snowing, and I'm just awaiting departure for Cancun. And,
wow. You got to be careful down there. I heard some weird things about it.
Yeah, don't drink the liquor.
Yeah, stay on the property.
Yeah. Stay on the property. Yeah. Yeah, they've made it down there. The cartel.
Nothing's free.
Daddy!
Have they de-iced you yet, Glenn?
No, they're going to. But I just wanted to let you know that I've been sick the last week, and I bought all my Christmas presents via your Amazon.com link.
Yes.
Hey, awesome. That's what Oscar wants. That's what Oscar wants to hear. Please. This is the most important time of the year. Right now, right
Jesus.
During this time, this is little baby Jesus. Please support us on Amazon.
Yes.
Oscar's making me very nervous about Amazon. Have a great trip to Cancun, and let's move on. We might as well just knock all these out.
Please.
I mean, we've got a ton of people that are waiting here. Let's go to Woodbridge, and it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for our stock tip of the day.
Woo!
Muhammad is on the line. Mo from Woodbridge has the stock tip of the day on Wide Open Wednesday. Go ahead, Mo.
Cboe Global Market, ticker CBOE.
That's it, Mo. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can't miss.
We truly do.
I thought he was going to say Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Yeah.
Also great.
Let's go to Michelle from Seattle. Michelle, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. So I wanted to tell you about my 2014 Mike O'Mara vacation tour.
Oh,
wow. Tell me all about it. I want to hear about it.
2014.
So I was visiting a friend that lives in D.C., and I live in Seattle, never been to the East Coast. And she's driving me back to her house from the airport. And we're on the highway or freeway or whatever you call them over there. And we're driving down, and all of a sudden I start going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And she freaks out, almost sideswipes a car because she thinks we're going to hit something. But what it was I saw a giant. The giant stores that you guys have?
Giant, right, absolutely.
We don't have them over here, and I've heard, you know, so many tales about the Giant, because Rob, didn't you used to work at a Giant? Or?
I worked at Safeway, a lead competitor. But Mike shopped at Giant when we were at the Rockville Studios.
Hated that grocery store. Mm. Hated that grocery store. One of the things I truly hated about the D.C. area. There. What? What?
I remember a time that you guys went to go get lobsters there.
Yeah.
Like a good story.
Yeah. Sad, tired lobsters.
Tired!
So that was my first stop on the Michael Mara vacation tour. The second stop was we actually drove through Manassas.
Oh, no.
I had to explain about how it's the drugstore capital of the United States. And it really is.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And then
like
my third and
stores.
Final stop was the Metro.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody can still take that tour, by the way. You can visit the fabulous drugstore district. You can ride the Metro, and you can see Giant. It's absolutely special.
You can get the triptych if you go to our website. Just click the banner that says disappointment.
the world of disappointment. Thank you for the call. Hey, everybody, stay on the line. It is Wide Open Wednesday. We will begin the show in earnest when we come back right here, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Mr. Bailey.
Oh, Mr. Carter, I'm sorry. I was right with you. Uncle Billy, there? What's going on? Heard by the bank examiner's here.
He's here.
Well, yeah, he wants the accounts payable to... What's the matter with you?
Come here.
Eustace?
Yeah?
Come here, man. Did you see Uncle Billy with any cash last night?
He had it on his desk counting it before he closed up.
Now, look, did you buy anything?
Nothing, not even a stick of gum.
All right. Now, we'll go over every step you took since you left the house, right?
This way.
And did you put the envelope in your pocket?
Maybe.
I don't want any maybe. We've got to find that money.
I've no good deal.
Uncle Billy, look, do you realize what's going to happen if we don't find it? Listen to me. Do you have any secret hiding place here in the house? Someplace you hide the money?
I've gone over the whole house, even in rooms that have been locked since I lost Laura.
Listen to me. Think.
I can't think anymore, George. I can't think anymore. It hurts.
Where's that money, you silly, stupid old fool? Where's that money? Do you realize what this means? It means bankruptcy and scandal and prison. That's what it means. One of us is going to jail. Well, it's not going to be me.
It's so wonderful, wonderful.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios. Oh, 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 oh. In our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Brought to you by Honey. If you want to save money while shopping online for last-minute holiday gifts, you should join Honey. Here's a true story. I used Honey before they came on as an advertiser. It's super easy. It's effortlessly saved me money, and you can let it work for you, too. Honey is a free browser extension available on Chrome, Firefox, Safari. It effortlessly, I love that word. There's nothing like effortlessly in copy, especially when you get it twice in two paragraphs. Mm. It saves you time and money while effortlessly shopping online at tens of thousands of stores. While you shop effortlessly, the app will instantly find every working coupon code on the internet. Then at checkout, Honey will automatically apply the best code to your cart. Time Magazine calls it basically free money. Honey even makes your Amazon shopping experience better. Honey will show you if you can get the same item for less from a different seller, even factoring in Amazon Prime, shipping, and more. And Honey can also show you the price trend of any item so you can decide when is the best time to buy. Black Friday and Cyber Monday may be over, but you can still save money this Christmas with Honey. Honey has already saved over hundreds of millions of dollars for over 6 million members. It's completely free to join, and it literally will only take you 2 clicks to start saving money. Join Honey today for free. joinhoney.com/TMOS. That's joinhoney.com/TMOS. Thank you very much.
Honey.
Hi, how you doing? How's it going?
That's great. Good.
Yeah, just maybe a little tweak or two on that one.
Okay,
maybe just a tiny little
maybe
tweak.
Maybe a tweak or two on your attitude, sir.
There you go. Oh, that was fun. Let's go to Tommy from Lafayette, Louisiana. Tommy, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. Thanks for playing with the colors, guys. Tommy, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling from South Louisiana and representing Cajun country, and enjoyed the live show in New Orleans.
Oh, let me tell you something. There's nothing like Lafayette. That's the real. You know, you can go down and be with all the tourists down in New Orleans, Cher, but I won't tell you Lafayette, Louisiana. You want to go to a crawfish boil. You want to eat them mud bugs there. Lafayette, there's nothing like Lafayette, Louisiana. That's Cher. The real. Is this Tommy Robichaux?
This is Tommy Robichaux. We pass a good time over here, Mike.
That's right, Tommy. We have a good time in the bayou.
Mike, the bad thing is you guys left, but the food stayed. The etouffee, the boudin, the gumbo, the
so
bisque.
Good.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic,
yeah.
But it stays on us. We have to work out daily just to eat.
That's right. Tom is a workout guru, Cher. He take you from a 400-pounder all the way down to 175.
Cher.
All right. Merry Christmas, Tommy. Thanks for the call, my friend. We appreciate the support.
Mike, one other
yes.
question.
Yes, go right ahead. Yes.
I would like to know if I'm really good this Christmas, if maybe between now and Christmas I could get a visit from the small workshop of Oscar's dog, Santos Claus.
Santos Claus. That's it. We'll work on that for you, Tommy. That's the idea, Cher. I like. There's something about that town that make me talk in that Cajun way.
Sure.
And
people
are
nice.
There was a
food's
time
amazing.
back in the day, I still read the Three Little Cajun Pigs to Thibodeau and Tross Claire and that old Gator Claw down in the bayou. And they was building their house out of sticks, and they say, "Hey, Claw, this house for you." And then Claw come in with his big gator tail, and he whip his big gator tail around, and then they know that they can't build that house out of straw. Then the next little piggy, the little Cajun piggy, he built his house out of sticks. And then the last one, Boo, he built his with bricks. And that's where Tross Claire and Thibodeau, they come run into that house, Cher, and old Claw can't get in. Then he try to go down the chimney, Cher, and he come down that chimney, and they making a roux in the fireplace, and they make that big roux, and they make it extra hot so that they burn that tail on that gator, and he go, "Ay-yee."
I always forget about the clever twist ending of the fire.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I did that with Jim Villani with the Manassas Symphony Orchestra. It was an original book called The Cajun Little Three Little Pigs, and I still read that book to this day to my son, complete with, like, aww, the pages ripped out and all the stuff taped where I had my music cues.
Oh, your
and
stage
stuff
directions. Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. And by the way, I missed an opportunity up here in Fort Myers, and I know that I did. It's, I think, Port Charlotte, where there's another musical director up there, and if he's listening, I haven't forgotten yet, but it got lost in the shuffle with surgeries and all that other stuff, but I'd love to hook up with that guy, and I got to track it down and find out, because I love performing that way. It's a lot of fun to read a script.
That's
and
cool.
Like narrate. I'd love to do a Christmas one at some point, and hopefully I can do that. Let's go to Mike from Gaithersburg, Maryland. Hello, Mike. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, Mike.
Same to you.
Hey, just wanted to see if Oscar's going to be doing a live show when he's down in Orlando. We're going to be headed down there after the holidays.
As a matter of fact, when Oscar comes down to Orlando for the holidays, it's Oscar on Ice. It's a live show featuring Oscar Santana. Have they given you the outdoor rink where you're going to be performing?
We'll be right next to the Santana Tonics that like to sing in Spanish and they actually make melodies.
The Santana Tonics.
You haven't heard
a cappella.
The one group we never want to hear.
Yeah, you never heard a mariachi band without any instruments. It's pretty amazing.
It's a holiday tradition.
Oscar, legitimately, are you going to be doing a meet and greet?
This is the third, and I'm actually flattered. I'm shocked. I will figure it out. I will do a meetup in Orlando for sometime within the 8 days I'm down there.
Epcot have a Bolivia?
No.
Oh, because that would be a good place to
might.
Do it.
I actually don't like going home so much, I don't even check that out.
They just have Mexico. It's like they think that covers
it's
it.
It's like the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So check him out. He'll be making that announcement soon, Mike. So check out Oscar in Orlando. Let's go. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here. A lot of people been on the line. Ryan from North Liberty, Iowa. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, guys. I was just curious to know if when are you going to visit your number one affiliate, the mighty 1630 KCJJ again?
You know, it's long overdue. We haven't been back to Iowa in quite some time. I haven't even called old Steve. I got to do a holiday call to him and see how he's doing because he's had a long year. And I want to make sure that I touch base with those guys up at KCJJ.
Let's try to get out there soon when it's warm.
Yeah, maybe in the springtime we can make a little road trip to Iowa. It's a tough place to get to for all of us now that we're all separated. But
for America, it's tough to get to. Not just anywhere. In general. You have
anywhere
to
in the United
planes.
States.
Yeah, they've closed a few roads.
I can get to La Paz faster.
Right. So the drill now, the way we've understood it, is get a flight to Chicago.
Right.
Get a covered wagon. Stock it with plenty of supplies and, now vegan supplies, if I'm on that diet. And then, mosey on out and, and really just basically cross the prairie with, with a lot of engine fighting.
Don't we arrive on horseback like an Alabama politician?
Yeah. And don't fall off your horse.
There is a lumber yard.
Yeah. Go to the lumber yard. That's it. So we'll be there soon. Let's take one more call. Oh, wow. That's a
turn down your radio, sir.
Rick from Canada. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. Just want to say how much I love your show. And as a Canadian, we're having some kind of concerns with you Americans right now.
What would that be?
Well, your president. Can you guys get him under control? These guys going crazy.
The last time I checked, I have to hang up on you.
Yeah.
The last time I checked, I don't think there's any crazy in our president.
Yeah, how dare you?
And you know what? Well, that was a double smokescreen anyway. They're all massing on the border to attack us, so screw off.
I know. Hey, don't slight a man for simply pursuing the business of making this country as great as it possibly can be.
When you hear that type of feedback on the line, do you ever think that the guy's behind your backdrop and he's talking to you?
Let me tell you, the loop back on that call were full sentences.
Yeah,
I heard the entire sentence of what I asked
him. He's in the room,
Mr. O'Mara. The call is coming from within the house.
Oh my god! Hey. I really want to say this 8 o'clock start. A lot of people on their way before they're going to work, calling up. And Wide Open Wednesday is fantastic.
Should we go eight across the board?
Yeah, sure, we could do that.
Man, why not?
Really?
No, I don't want to do that.
The guys that want to
look at the guy that you know what? Don't you get him? Don't you? Can you ever play the chess game with him a little better?
How do you mean?
Know, you think he wants to do that?
I was trying to goat you guys.
He's Dormier more than anybody else. He shows up, but he's the guy that can't make the 9 a.m. bell more than anybody.
Make the 8 a.m.
And you can. You get up earlier better than he does, and he's doing that, and you're looking at me with the color running out of your face.
Papa, 8 o'clock.
Your brother's
he's going to be late no matter what. I didn't realize he was playing me. Normally, he's not that subtle because he's not bright enough.
Do you make as many calls to Oscar in the morning as I do? I'm not sure whether you do.
No,
or not.
I don't.
I call Oscar in the morning.
I don't take calls before 9.
Before 9, and if you get him even like at 9:02 or whatever, even it's like
you know why you don't get take call? Mike, my phone is genuinely on airplane mode till roughly 7:30.
But you're not on an airplane.
No, I just don't I know. All the emails beeping and bopping as we're laying in bed. Shannon goes crazy.
Yeah, she does.
No, she does. She goes, shut up. No one cares.
Hey, hold on. Let's take one more call. Okay. And then we do have to break at a certain point on the Mike O'Meara Show. By the way, I should mention it is Wide Open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. And that's when we're doing it now. And we're taping the show earlier. And it seems to be really resonating quite well with the callers as Adrian Garcia writes the name in the slot before he puts it. Thank you for the love of God, Matt from Lamar's, Iowa. Another Iowa call.
Wow.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Oh, that was quick. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. I'm a little bit nervous. I'm a binge watcher, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, there's no need to be nervous. We are all friends here. You are the second call from Iowa.
Bow before Zod. We're gods to him, Mike. Somebody should respect us.
We are gods. Rob, I've lost my place in the show. I don't know when we're breaking and when we're not.
Am
I either early or super late?
You're pretty late. Not super late.
All right, I don't want to make this caller nervous. Make it quick, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Okay, I got two things, guys. First, I would like a small favor from you guys, a promise that you'd never stop doing the show ever.
Working on that, sir. Can't guarantee that.
The only thing right now, and I have to tell you this sincerely, I enjoy doing the show so much that right now the only thing that could really derail us would be death. But that is a very, very significant possibility.
Sticks. Actually, this call could end the show. This but no pressure.
What is your second point?
That's my next bullet point. My next bullet point is a message to the callers. There's got to be more Kathy Pfeiffers out there. Someone has to be able to bankroll a percentage of your guys' wages so you can just relax, do your show, but not too much.
I love that. Now, hold on. Hey, Bolivian, let me handle this one, okay? Okay, put the work ethic in your pants for a second, all right?
In your pants?
Matt, I just have to say that's a spectacular idea, especially during the holidays, you know, an anonymous check floating into our bank account would be absolutely ducky.
What are you doing, Matt? What do you got in your bank account?
Do you have disposable?
I wish I could. I would if I could, but then I'd have like some weird spots I'd want you guys to play throughout the year and like, I don't know. I can't make it up off the top of my head.
Make
it up with a check.
What about that ancient religious tradition of tithing, which derives from the number 10?
That's right.
Where you take 10% of what
tithing
you make.
Tithing is a wonderful idea. That is a great idea. Tithing,
gods.
Everybody, 10% of their income to the Mike O'Meara Show. I think that's a marvelous idea. We'll we'll work on that in 2018. I think that's a great idea.
You know the address.
Yes, it is. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more
fun.
We
take Bitcoin
on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Up on all the shows of the More Network with OmeraCast. This week, Marcus Serta talks with Melissa Booker, or is it Missy Booker?
Why don't you make up your mind?
Of Portland, Oregon, who made a startling discovery about the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein.
All of us are neurotic in our own special ways, but I love how their neurosis blends together so well.
Share your neurosis with us. Contact Marcus on the OmeraCast fan page on Facebook or on Twitter at OmeraCast. OmeraCast. Share the neurosis and the fun today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let me tell you about one of my favorite sponsors, Omaha Steaks. You know, the holidays are here. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99, you can get our family gift pack. This family gift pack I've given to my family, I've received it from my family, and it is a huge hit. All you have to do is go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You're going to get 75% off. Now, I love, love, love this gift pack. It's one of the best products we've ever sold on the Mike O'Meara Show. Omaha Steaks have unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful tender aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They have everything, Oscar said. Ta-da!
Mike, this is a great bit. It's a selfish bit, but it works for everybody. If you're going away for the holidays, you can order this now. And when it arrives, it's not just a present for the people you love. You look great doing that. You can be like, hey, is that Omaha Steaks pack come? Because it'll be in the freezer and you
Fire
can dig in as well.
Yeah.
You reap the benefits. Omaha Steaks giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, plus 4 burgers, best I've ever had, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets. I love tartlets. Who doesn't like a tartlet? Tarts. Tartlets. Tartlets. Let's get tartlets. Let's get apple tartlets. I love tartlets. I love the beef, but where are my caramel apple tartlets? I want them. What's a small tart? It's a tartlet. All the little delicious tartlets. All the little delicious tartlets gathered around the tree. Hey, an Omaha steak seasoning packet comes with that, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages that are just the best for free. Mm. Get this limited time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. The cart that will now include tartlets.
Tartlet.
Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter TMOS in the search bar, and enjoy 75% savings on this amazing assortment that includes...
What?
Tartlets! It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. Ho, ho, ho. Mm-hmm. Oh, gather around the tree, you little tartlets. Yes, siree. All right, Mrs. O'Mara and I rolled out to... I have to congratulate my son. He finished Hockey 1. And he is graduating to Hockey 2, so he will be going into the next level of training. And he is it is about the cutest thing you will ever see when he's in his fried rice outfit that he's got with the Capitals jersey, mm-hmm. and he's got his hockey skates, and he's got his hockey helmet, and he's out there with kids that are like 3 times his size because he's the littlest one out there, and he's skating, and he got a little certificate. And it's just, I can't describe how cool it is to see him out there on the ice. It really, really is special. That's so cool. It was wonderful.
What will he take on in Hockey 2 that is not part of Hockey 1?
I'm not sure what the answer is to that. Yeah. I think that it's still instructional. I'm not sure whether he gets to have the hockey stick yet or whether it's just a skating program. But it's a lot of fun because you'll see him. And he's 4, and they do a lot of things like where they go in circles and they stop and start, and he's following his instructor, Austin, who's this giant hockey player guy, and you'll see Michael out on the ice with him, and suddenly, you know, the kids are doing a drill, and Michael will just skate over to Austin and hug him. It's just funny the way he's just, perhaps because he's not getting the kind of love from his father that he should get.
I'm kidding,
of course. It's very, very
but
cool.
But no more meltdowns? He's now still enthusiastic about it?
No meltdowns. He's into it. He's all in, and he loves it. And Mrs. O'Mara and I took a little, celebratory trip. I said, we'll take him out to our favorite place, Iguanaria, because he, you know, he completed the hockey program, and they have the, you know, the veggie fajitas, which
as great as the steak ones.
If they're not quite, let's be honest. Let's be totally honest. All right.
Yeah.
That may have been during the, look, I've talked about
day
how easy
five.
This thing is, but really at day 5, I was sitting there going, yeah, it would have been nice to have a sizzling piece of meat within that, on that platter,
but at least you can have cheese and sour cream.
You're the sour cream guy and the cheese. I'm okay with that. It's the meat that last night I may have missed. However,
El Gordo está en dieta. That's what they said in the back when they made it.
What I don't need are people saying, is that really vegan? Because I'm not sure it really was, because there was something that probably wasn't letter of the law.
Sure.
Based on that. That's what we found with booze. There's certain boozes that are, but we are not giving up. You can give up a lot during this, but we are not giving
up.
There
are cracks in the foundation.
There are cracks in it. We are not giving up our frozen margaritas.
Good.
That is not going to happen. And they make, if you're ever down here at Iguanaria, as Rob Spiewak coined the term, you have to try these incredible frozen margaritas that they have. And all you need is 2.
That's
and
it.
And really, probably not a great idea to have 2 when you're driving home.
Yeah.
You know, to be
sure.
honest with
Follow
you.
Follow that line.
So do what the O'Maras did. We were wrapping up with the little guy, and we'd had our veggies, and we, he'd had his little treat. He got a little chocolate ice cream bowl that he was having a good time with, and then Mrs. O'Mara and I looked at each other. I said, you know, it's that election night. It's going to be probably a long one. Mm-hmm. Boy, I sure wish we had these at home. I said, Once we, why don't we see if we can get one put in a Go cup and just take it in the car and drink it when we get home?
Classy.
That's a a new level of alcoholism, isn't
that
it?
That is.
Did you say classy, Oscar? We were walking out of this place.
You strap him in. No, you strap him in. Maybe we should take an Uber. I don't know. I'm not buzzed.
Step on it, honey. It's melting.
Oh, God. What's wrong with
Mike,
me?
Mike, I love, look, I know that you're always going to be responsible and take care of your son and be a good father and be good parents, but I know parents, new parents now, that have gone to holiday parties. I'll say that this past weekend, right?
Yes.
And they're like, well, we're going to have to leave our car at the holiday party because we clearly drank too much eggnog and we got to take a kid in the back of this car and it's going to be a whole thing. Pete, the whole idea of being a parent, especially when you're trying to live a regular life, is tough. It's absolutely tough.
You're saddled with many responsibilities. It would have been so much easier 40 years ago when drunk driving was legal.
Hey, the thing is that when we took these home, I didn't touch it until we crossed the threshold to the home.
Attaboy.
And after I took the dogs out for their evening walk. So
did
that
you
was
feel it? Did you feel it because it's not vegan? Did you feel it and next morning even more so? Because when you change your diet, sometimes that happens.
Let me just say, being Irish, that when we finished the second one at home, Daddy immediately had a craving for a third.
Sure.
And let me tell you, I think if you consumed four of those, you'd be in a great deal of trouble. And there is no truth to the rumor that at the intersection of old U.S. 41 and new 41, that at the very, very long stoplight, that the straw came to my mouth and I might have taken a sip-a-roo. No truth to that roommate, that rumor whatsoever. Hey, we got a lot of people standing by.
Oh, my God, look at this. Yeah.
I know I'm late, Rob. Let me see if I can get through these and
please
then we
do.
Can take another break. Let's go to Justin in Baltimore. Justin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Justin?
Oh, not too much. I just wanted to thank you. I'm on my way into work for another 13-hour day of delivering everybody's Christmas presents out of my big brown truck.
UPS. And they bring in the the rental trucks this time of year, too, don't they?
Oh, hundreds of them just to keep up, and every single truck is filled to the max. I just want to remind everybody, you can tip your UPS guy, so.
Yeah,
true.
Oh, God, I should have done that last night. All right, sorry about that. Thank you, Justin. We appreciate it. Jeremy, Washington, D.C., you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, yeah, call the old hobble line.
Indigenous
populace.
Hey, how you doing,
indigenous
Jeremy?
Indigenous populace on the way in.
Yeah.
The good man lost the election in Alabama. Tough day for the real man.
Sometimes the bottle lets me down. This time the bottle let me down. I'm obsessed with Doug Track, the Grease Man. Let's go to, let me see here.
N. Diamond.
Rob is fruitcakes.
Hi, how are you, sir? What can we do for you?
He got the way to move me. Rob is fruitcakes, yeah. All right, yeah. Happy Hanukkah, light him up.
The candles.
Nick Diamond calling him. We have now, it's established. This is, by the way, it's a very good sign on Wide Open Wednesday. We now have the regular callers that are waiting for it. That is very cool. Let's go to Mr. Joel Rogers in Colorado. Joel, are you flying or are you still like in a hospital bed? I have trouble keeping track with your various maladies. Here's the thing. Tell me if I've got this right. Joel Rogers, our favorite pilot for Delta Airlines, you're pretty much allergic to everything. Is that accurate?
Oh, well, I found out the hard way I'm allergic to amoxicillin. And last month was just a little cancer scare, which is always sobering. But at the moment, I'm feeling pretty good, so I can't complain.
That's good. It's nothing that would affect your duties, like when you were at 30,000 feet, is it?
No. Oh, no. This was just a little pain, and then the doctor says, oh, there's maybe a little lump. And, you know, of course, your first thought is, oh, my God, I have cancer. But it's all good.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you are on the road to recovery.
You are truly an optimist kind of guy when you say, it's not cancer, so I can't complain. Yeah.
I shook it off.
Can't complain. Are you traveling now or are you at home?
No, I'm enjoying the days off until the 24th, and then unfortunately I have to go to Europe on the 24th. So we're going to do Christmas a day early.
Do they pay you overtime?
Oh, Lord, no. It's the same pay, daytime, nighttime, holidays, unfortunately.
Oh, that's rough.
So,
And, you know, and listen, I'm not saying this because Joel's on the line, but I will say that when I used to travel on Christmas Eve, and I flew a lot of Christmas Eves, I think it's kind of a cool thing that we used to do where we bring gifts on the plane. Just a little something. It can be, you know, a little Godiva chocolate.
A little toy truck.
Like that, but it's a toy truck. No,
that'd be
not
fantastic.
A toy
truck. I encourage it. I'll be on flight number. Oh, never mind.
Well, Merry Christmas, hey, Joel Rogers.
Hey, Merry Crimble to you. This is just my weekly or my monthly chat with a pilot saying, hey, Ben McDaniel, I'll pay for a jingle.
Oh,
Joel Rogers. Oh,
jingle, jangle.
And then you have to work the pilot thing.
Mo has a sound. I need a sound. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I get it. We'll get him right on that. Thank you, Joel, and Merry Christmas to you.
I bet Joel is going to be happy when he comes home on Christmas and he has 16,000 iPhone chargers that people brought him from Hudson News.
That's awesome. We will take a break. It is Wide Open Wednesday. Good Lord. What happened to the struggle for the callers?
Struggling.
Struggling. Doesn't seem to be happening anymore. We'll take a call or two and more fun and more thrills when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Listen up, TMOS listeners. There's a new show coming to the More Network. Are you a guy in your douchebag 30s who watches The Bachelor in your underwear every week? Or maybe you pretend to be a Food Network personality every time you cook dinner? Do you know all the words to Justin Bieber's latest song and secretly like it? Whatever your guilty pleasure is, I want to know about it. Send in your weirdest guilty or not so guilty pleasure to pleasure@mikeomarashow.com and tune in to see if yours is embarrassing enough to make it on air. That's pleasure@mikeomarashow.com. And you never know. People might just have the same weird habits that you do.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Listen up, right now is a great time to buy a house or refinance before rates go up. Mm-hmm. Knowing that is the easy part. The tough part is probably negotiating the whole process,
sure,
because you really don't know what you're doing. But that's normal. That's okay. You need to find experts that have your best interest in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily. Listen up. The Fed met this week, and we were right. Higher interest rates are imminent. That means you'll be paying more on car loans, credit cards, anything you finance, and especially your mortgage. So you got to lock in your rate ASAP. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen, but you got to act now. Hours actually matter when you're doing this. Whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial understands that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. They're our neighbors. They did right by Oscar Santana. Mm-hmm. They will do right by you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS, 202-625-1221. Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial. This is quite a Wide Open Wednesday we're having as we're running up to the holiday. Let's go. Sometimes the body let me down. Nathan from Orange County, California. Welcome, Nathan. How are you? Is it Orange County, Cali?
Yes, sir. About 6
How are you? What can we do for you, Nathan?
Usually I'm sleeping during the Wild on Wednesday, but right now I'm heading to the airport to fly to Sacktown for work, so I thought I'd just call in and say hi and really enjoy the show.
I saw the Lady Bird film, and that, of course, features Sacktown as like another character. It's mm-hmm. so Sacramento-focused. And by the way, if you don't mind a movie just ending, it's really worth it. So check out Lady Bird.
But you
Bird,
enjoy the right? ride up to the destination on that movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I really do. And by the way, since it's about Sacramento, Lady Bird, the movie, it's just got asparagus from like one scene to the next. Just constant fields of asparagus. Is there anything else we can do for you, Nathan?
No, that's it. Just keep up the good work, and I'll see you guys in Vegas.
Merry Christmas, Nathan. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Steve, let me see. Steve is from Blocked Island. Does that mean you're on the list of people that I have blocked, Steve?
I am, Mike, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Can you elaborate as to why you were blocked by me, sir?
I honestly don't know. I think I just got caught in a fury of all those people are bad, and I was gone one day. You basically ghosted me, but that's okay. Yeah. I still love the show and listen every day, and want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas. And I spend all the company money on Amazon through the portal.
Attaboy.
Good man.
That's awesome. We appreciate that. Where are you, Steve?
I get it. I get mad at people.
Steve, shut up for a second. Steve, quiet. Listen to learn. Learn to listen. Where are you from in real life, Steve?
I'm from Sacramento. That might have something to do with it.
He's gone. Sacramento. By the way, that is true about Lady Bird. I joked about the asparagus, but if you want to see a movie where Sacramento is prominently featured, I recommend checking that movie out. It's very, very cool. Let's go to Oregon. We get a lot of calls from Oregon.
Yes.
Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, good early morning. Thanks for waking me up at 5 a.m. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. We are. I'll tell you something. This new early start time on Wide Open Wednesday, the callers seem to be digging it. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
Fire.
What can we do for you, Brian?
Well, hey, I want to appreciate the recommendation of the movie Three Billboards Over Ebbing, Missouri.
Awesome. Yeah, Golden Globe nominee.
Thank you, Mike. Loved it.
Thank you. I'm glad you like that. That is a very, very interesting movie. Probably the most interesting movie I've seen in a couple of years. And I think it's great that it's, when you see an ad that comes on for a movie and you immediately want to just get out to the theater, I think it's more than a cleverly put together trailer. I think sometimes it just shows you that it's quality. And I'm glad you enjoyed that out in Oregon. And we really love the fact that we've got people out in the Pacific Northwest that are listening to this show. It's awesome.
And it's so early for them. I mean, wow. Good for them for getting up, and we're actually adding links to their
national
day.
National audience.
Yes.
You know, I think it's so fantastic that I might go to a Iguanaria again tonight and get a second margarita and drive home. I really didn't get a chance to finish that story, but we got home and, knocked it back. And I don't know what the properties are in this particular drink, but I'm going to give them a plug once again. If you come down to the Fort Myers area, I recommend heartily you get the frozen margarita at Iguana Mia.
What's the price
point?
That's
the name of the, I think it's $5.
Not
I think it's
bad.
$5.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. And by the way, they may have a day where they're cheaper than that. They have lots of specials. The reason we go there is because it's cheap. And as I said, I have never been a margarita person until Carla really turned me on to these margaritas. And now I just couldn't wait to get there. And, you know, when you drive home with a, with a little drinky poo in your center island of your automobile, you know you like a product.
Is it a lime flavored one? Is it a strawberry flavored one?
No, it's lime.
It's lime.
It's super, super deluxe limey. Mm. In fact, it couldn't get any more limey. It's so limey, it might as well be in the British Parliament. Am I right, ladies? There you go. It's awesome stuff.
I'm talking limey.
That's right. I'm talking limey. It is so limey that
how
if you drink...
How limey is it?
It is so limey, if you drink this margarita, you'll immediately have bad teeth. Hey, whoa. Oh, there you go. It's so limey that when you finish this drink, you'll want to swim the English Channel. Am I kidding you? That's right. It's so limey, if you drink two of them, your entire home will be filled with fog. It's so limey. It's wild. That is some wild, wild stuff. It is so limey that you will play Beatles records through the entire holiday season. Why? I'm talking limey. Super deluxe limey. Anyway, listen, we do have to take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it's news you may not need. And really, from the bottom of our heart, thank you for
good
all the
calls.
Great calls
keep
on Wide Open Wednesday. We will be right back, everybody.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands at impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cake stakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom. And thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. It happens every holiday season. You have people on your list that you won't get to see, and sending a card doesn't feel like enough. Well, sending a beautiful bouquet from Pro Flowers can express your feelings in a way that no card can do. I recently sent Pro Flowers to Mrs. O'Mara just because, and, you know, it made the day feel like Christmas to her. I was on her list. She loved them.
Sure.
Ho, ho, ho. A bouquet or plant from Pro Flowers is perfect because it's not the same old traditional gift. It says so much more. Try their best-selling candy cane roses. That's a perfect option for a holiday gift, a December birthday, or an anniversary. Personally, I love their classic mini Christmas tree that comes with lights and ornaments. We've got one in my son's room right now. You can't lose because no matter which bouquet you send, our listeners get 20% off any of Pro Flowers bouquets or plants of $29 or more. Pro Flowers gives you more bloom for your buck, guaranteed to stay fresh for at least 7 days or your money back. Plus, you get to pick the exact date your flowers will arrive. To get 20% off all bouquets of $29 or more, go to proflowers.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS. Now, listen, I know a lot of people are tuning in today and they're saying, hey, you're going to talk about the whole thing that happened in Alabama? No, wrong. What you want to do is you want to check out this week's episode of Political Persuasions, where Chris Freites from CNN, formerly of CNN, and
good guy,
I will break down everything that happened and have fun doing it, because there was a lot of fun, especially I want to talk about his little non-concession speech last night.
Oh, yeah.
Where, you know, he got out there and I was watching the whole thing and it was just like, well, and the man, Lord made him out of clay, and Ezekiel said to the pharaohs that we
very
will
confusing.
Cast. It was a very strange moment.
I said,
moment.
That guy is on pills.
It's a very, very odd moment. We'll be talking all about the Alabama election and more fun and more thrills. You can get that on the new episode of Political Persuasion that hits tomorrow afternoon on the Mike O'Mara Show Network. Thank you very much.
News.
A lot of people are unhappy that Selena Gomez took Justin Bieber back.
Selena!
And that includes Selena's family. A so-called insider says, quote, Selena's family is still not happy about her seeing Justin. Selena doesn't bring Justin to any family events. If, you know, I would feel the same way probably.
Yeah.
Even though he's, you know, made of money and all that good stuff.
That dirty D.
He's,
you know, all that money can't clean that off.
That giant dirty D.
It is giant.
Anyway,
damn it.
She's spending Christmas with her family.
Damn it.
And he's got everything going for him.
As of now, Justin is not invited. Well, he's not. He doesn't seem to be all that bright, to be honest.
Yeah, he doesn't have that. And he's not well-liked.
He's not a well-liked guy. He makes a lot of mistakes.
Hasn't he made this transition, though, into this cult they're in, this Scientology light?
Is it Scientology?
It's not Scientology. It's some new church, which, by the way, is like at a 5-star hotel. I'm way deep into this. I'd like to be a part of it if there's a membership.
Because there's a part of Oscar that actually admires
Yeah,
Justin
I'm like,
Bieber.
Hey,
well,
man.
Because he's a success.
How do I get into this?
Not surprisingly, Justin's parents are overjoyed that they're back together. So the Bieber family happy. The
Chuck Bieber, and Barb Bieber?
The Chuck and... Chuck and Barb Clampett Bieber say his parents love Selena.
Of course.
They want him to date someone, and they think she's a very sweet and good girl. So they're happy about it.
I love that you're dating that Disney girl.
Cousins! Love him or hate him, you want to be George Clooney's friend, don't you? Here's why. George, this is a true story. This is pretty amazing. Do you know what he did? George Clooney once gave 14 of his friends $1 million each.
Whoa!
Wow!
On the MSNBC show Headliners, by the way, a little note about MSNBC.
Yeah.
Okay. If you really want to have, like, election coverage on a night, you might not want to put Steve Hack Kornacki out there with his khaki pants and his sleeves
also,
rolling.
I tuned in last night, Mike, and I'm watching it, and Shannon doesn't care about politics whatsoever, right? I said, just bear with me. This is a big deal.
Yeah.
And Brian Williams already has enough going against him because people think he's a liar, right?
Carla mentions it. Carla mentions it every time he's on TV.
But when he's there and he's got a crack staff of interns around him that can't find a graphic, for God's sakes.
It's ridiculous.
The poor guy went to a graphic four times. Like, I guess we can't. And he didn't melt down. He's a pro. But I know inside he's dying. He said, this never happened on the nightly news.
And when CNN projects a winner like 14 days before you do NBC, you've got a problem. It really was embarrassingly inept the way they did
messy.
That. Yeah. They're great with the pundits and all that kind of stuff, but as far as the nuts and bolts, it was very frustrating. On the NBC show, MSNBC Headliners, George's buddy Randy Gerber told an awesome story. Listen to this. In 2013, George invites Randy and 13 of their other friends to his place for dinner. When they get there, there was a suitcase waiting for each of them. George proceeded to tell them how much they all meant to him. Then he asked them to open their suitcases. Inside each one was $1 million in cash. And George told them he paid all the taxes, too. So that's tax-free, $1 million. He told them, quote, I know we've all been through some hard times. Some of you are still going through it. You don't have to worry about your kids. You don't have to worry about, you know, school. You don't have to worry about paying your mortgage. And he gave him $1 million.
That's just so classy.
That is just so neat.
So what you want to hear for people that you admire and you're a fan of.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Second great day for George Clooney on our show. He was funny yesterday. Today he's generous. You know, he even let them keep the suitcase.
Samsonite. This question isn't new, but it's being asked a whole lot more these days. Can we still enjoy a piece of art once we discover that the person who made it was a total scumbag? In the era of sexual harassment, there's a lot of people talking about art, not just paintings, but movies and everything else.
Yeah.
The answer is yes, according to Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. During an interview for their new movie, The Post, Tom said, quote, if you threw out every film or TV show that was made by an a-hole, Netflix would go out of business. Picasso was a womanizer. This is not excusing anybody. I think work does speak for itself, but character does come into the conversation at some point, but I think it lands over time. Meryl pointed out that there are works of Shakespeare that are anti-Semitic and misogynistic, but they still have something to offer. Quote, everybody has their blank spots, but the genius that understands about the human experiment is worth safeguarding and shouldn't be touched. People who are terrible also have terribly clear insights on other subjects. So I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I think I'm inclined to agree with the fact that, you know, people are flawed. Everybody is flawed. And if there's an area of genius, with that said, you don't excuse horrible behavior. And if there's accountability, there's accountability. And I believe there should be. So
very valid. But, you know, you never get your. It's always troublesome to paint with a broad brush. And this needs to be done on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, didn't know Picasso was a womanizer. Man, he's so ugly. You know, I mean, and he put noses like where the butt should be.
Yeah.
Anyway, grown men have a reputation.
So read my art history book.
For immediately turning into giant babies when they get sick. I think we all agree with that. According to a new study, it's totally justified. Researchers in Canada found that flu symptoms really do hit men harder than they hit women. Why? They found that women's immune systems do a better job of fighting viruses and producing antibodies than men's, and it seems to be connected to their extra estrogen. So that paragraph right there, I could take that paragraph, put it on an index card, send it to John Tesh's syndicated program on his Christmas show, and why? They found that women's immune systems do a better job of fighting viruses and producing antibodies than men's, and it seems to be connected to their extra estrogen. Now here's Johnny Mathis.
Anyway, Tash on the zoo.
This could all go back to evolutionary biology. Early men needed to be bigger and stronger to survive, so it was more important for their bodies to produce extra testosterone and not bother with making enough estrogen to fight off viruses. So there
sense.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And now, here's Holly Jolly Christmas on the John Tesh Show. Carla has it on like 24/7. A new study looked at people who were at least 90 years old to try to figure out what traits they had in common, which might mean those traits are tied to living a longer life. Here are the five main ones. Ones they found for longevity. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let me get my buzzer ready here because I need it. Jesus.
All right.
Okay. A positive, optimistic attitude. Stubbornness.
Really, stubbornness adds to your age. Wow, that surprises
me. Dinger. Hold on. That's the ding I want. Thank you. Three, a strong work ethic. Oscar, do I get that? Even though I like to golf.
From 5 to noon.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, you'll be alive from 5 till noon.
living a rural life and loving it. I don't consider my life down here to be rural, but I did downsize when I came to Florida.
I consider you rural now.
I do. I'm going to say it's
to where you were before.
Yeah.
Not the so that's tough.
And I'll go back on the work. You know, the work ethic, I would say for the work you put in, because you could do a lot less, that you get a ding for that.
Thank you
win.
I appreciate that. And number five, a strong connection with your family and your religion. There you go. Rob, what was that?
He's just pointing at me because he wants me to perhaps counteract that. I think your work ethic is fine. But I was going to mention, but you moved on. Did it feel good when the back of his hand hit you? Because what he essentially said was, you know, you could do a lot worse. That's what he said.
I could work a lot less.
Yeah.
I could work a lot less.
Yeah. He definitely could.
But what you should say is, what a fine work ethic.
Ah.
Well,
thank you.
You know what? I think we could all
work harder.
We could do more.
We could
all do more. Let me point out, Political Persuasions will hit tomorrow afternoon. The brand new show that I am doing now every week will hit tomorrow on the More Network. And Chris Frates and I, we are really having a good time. It's retooled. It's reinvented for your listening pleasure. And it's not work to me. Moving right along, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Oh, I actually like doing it. A little something something now. Cops
good.
In Ulster. Yes, Rob, it's over. Thank you. Cops in Ulster County, New York, got a call last Thursday about a young kid dragging a suitcase down the street. When they got there, they found the 10-year-old with the suitcase along with the kid's 16-year-old babysitter. And they figured out what happened. The babysitter had used the kid he was watching to help him break into a house. The babysitter was charged with four felonies, including burglary, grand larceny, criminal mischief. He was also charged with endangering the welfare of a child. The 10-year-old was not charged, and all the kid said in the police interview room was that we were filming another sequel to the Home Alone movie franchise. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's right. Kid had the suitcase, and the cop stopped, and he put his hands on his cheeks and went, ah! By the way, my kid loves that now. We're going to take a break. Do you have some treats in your audio vault today?
Little Christmassy sounds with holly berries on them.
Very good. Looking forward to that. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
Yes!
You know,
hi, Matt.
Pony boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag, so they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. Mm-hmm. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along.
I will.
And now, time for a nap.
There you go. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I love Harry's. My Harry's arrived yesterday. I got the three shave gels, and I got the three face washes. The face wash, I know they want to talk about their razors, which are the best.
Yes.
I used those two. Put a new one in the razor today. Had the new face wash that arrived. It's this incredible, minty, pepperminty, wonderful, super cleaning stuff that literally wakes you up in the morning.
Yes.
When you're taking a shower at 6:30 in the morning, let me tell you, there's nothing better than my face wash. I love it. I love all the Harry's products. I love Harry's. If Harry was a human being, I'd give him a bear hug. But no, it's a couple of guys that started it and bought this German factory. They're offering gift sets including German-engineered five-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave, foaming shave gel that is the best I've ever used. You'll love it. A special limited edition winter chrome or emerald green handle. They're beautifully designed razors.
Lovely.
And to make it special, you can personalize it with engraving. Sets come ready to gift in beautiful boxes. They start at just $10. This is really an incredible deal to give for the holidays. As a special offer for our listeners, we partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. This offer only available for the holidays. This holiday, give Harry's and give handsome, okay? Mm. Come on. Shipping cutoffs end this week. Oh, I didn't know
get
that.
Get on it.
Got to do it now.
All right, get on the pony. So act now and get your gifts delivered in time. To get a limited edition holiday shave set while supplies last, go to harrys.com/TMOS right now. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And before we get to Rob's audio vault, one last call on Wide Open Wednesday. It says Kobe on the train. Are you on the train with Kobe Bryant? What's going on?
Actually, I'm standing in the bathroom of a very crowded Long Island Railroad train at the moment.
Nice.
Oh, and what are you doing? I mean, well, I guess you know what you're doing. You're on your way to work. That's wonderful. You're going from Long Island into the city?
Into Queens.
Into Queens. That's the city. That's mm-hmm. okay. Well, Merry Christmas to you. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Kobe.
Oh, your name is Kobe. So it's not Kobe Bryant. You're a real Kobe guy that's on there. And do you like Kobe beef?
I'm a vegetarian, actually, and that's kind of the reason I'm calling.
Okay, go ahead. Lay it on me, Kobe.
Well, I just wanted to give you a little bit of encouragement with your lifestyle changes, that's all, and maybe a little bit of advice.
Okay.
Well, for one thing, the American diet is so heavily meat-centric that it's hard to find good vegan recipes, or certainly vegan cookbooks, because they're so filled with, salads and grain bowls and stuff like that, that will never, ever fill you up. So my advice to you would be to look to ethnic foods that have, a longer cultural tradition of vegetarianism with, heartier foods, especially.
What would
like
be,
Indian
give me
food.
The one ethnic, give me the one ethnic group that makes the best, vegetarian, vegan style food?
Oh, without a doubt, it's Indian food.
Indian food. Oh,
yeah. You gotta eat your
Indian food.
Very
That's
long
wonderful.
History of vegetarianism in India. And
I heard the old metro thing on your train there. I heard that right there. That's cool. Hey, can I ask you this? You eat, you're a vegetarian and you eat obviously a lot of Indian food. Would that be why you're in the men's room on the train right now?
That's one of the reasons, yes.
Okay, thank you. Hey, I will take that under advisement. We'll look for some ethnic food. We appreciate that. We've got to open in the Audio Vault right now. Rob Spiewak, it is the Audio Vault for December 13th, Wednesday, 2017. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hi, this is George Strait wishing you and your family a happy holiday season.
Second greeting from him today.
Yeah, That's well, it's always nice when George Strait. He's a straight shooter, Mike.
That's right, absolutely.
Now, the thing is there anyone better than Charles Barkley? I mean, just he's the greatest.
He, I saw him interviewed last night on
CNN.
So
yeah, and, that's what I'm getting to.
He just brings that reality. There's something about him.
It's like he doesn't need the money for the job so he can be honest.
Yeah.
He's articulate. He is incredibly, the candor of Charles Barkley. You know you're always going to get, he says what he thinks.
Yeah.
And he does so in a borderline comedic way, which I just love.
But that is
guy.
Such a great way to connect with your audience is to keep it light like that.
You never know. There's an element of danger with Charles Barkley when he's interviewed. You are always saying, what's he going to say? I love it. So this is
from CNN stuff. Last night. He is from Alabama. He campaigned for Doug Jones, and they asked him about the significance of the election yesterday.
This was more of a referendum on the state of Alabama, and I'm just so proud. I'm just so proud of my state. I love my state. We got some amazing people here. Yeah, we got a bunch of rednecks and a bunch of ignorant people, but we got some amazing people here, and they rose up today. This is a wake-up call for Democrats.
So there you have it.
Love it.
At one point, he says people have to get up off their ass.
Yes.
And do that. It was so Charles Barkley, and it looked like he was having a good time. Doug Jones.
I never thought that I would have even a conversation about Alabama and Atlanta,
right?
In the same economic kind of powerhouse of being a community of that stature. The idea, Mike, and I kid you not, because I follow this from afar. That this community came out, I'm talking about the black community, came out and really changed the landscape of this election, just blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind.
And the gist of it, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on Political Persuasions, the gist of this, and I agree with it, is that I think the Democrats have to be very, very aware that they do not take for granted communities in their base.
Right.
They can't do that anymore. And that was loud and clear, the message that I think landed last night. There was not a lot of gloating. There was more like, hey, look who put this guy over the top. And it's interesting. I don't know how the thing is going to shake out, but you talked about tribalism and the fact that it's my team and it's your team. That didn't hold true last night. And the fact is, we'll see how it all shakes loose. But I just felt that maybe that there was decency triumphing over evil a little bit. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel about it. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. One little goddamn bit.
I think the referendum is, it's not okay to be in your 30s and troll for teenagers and malls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also be a, you know, and promote, you know, white supremacist ideas. That's, you know, with that guy, Steve Bannon, who looks seriously like he just came out of a refrigerator box.
Yeah. I don't think he's, I don't think he's supreme to anybody.
I know.
Or anything.
Exactly. Yeah, it's crazy.
Ed Sheeran recently collaborated with Beyonce.
Speaking of a guy that looks like he just came out of a refrigerator box.
Yeah, brand new Ed
Sheeran.
Seriously,
I swear. Every time I see Ed Sheeran, I like, if you were sitting next to him on a train, you'd be going, Jesus, what is that?
Right. Did you know?
Is he lost?
One of the hardest parts of dealing with Beyonce in a professional setting, she changes her email address once a week.
I have an email address that I email. That actually changes every week.
Oh.
She's like, yeah, she's very good at
hiding.
Yeah, it's kind of like what I aspire to be, I think.
Okay.
But yeah, I have an email, so I emailed that, then we got on the phone, and yeah.
I guess as you're really that famous that you can change your email once a week, but wouldn't it be more of a hassle for you than other people?
And no, somebody sitting next to Ed Sheeran said, is that fried food? Anyway.
As you're that famous, you're not doing it yourself.
I suppose.
You got someone alerting.
All right. You know, I don't doubt that Ed Sheeran probably pops in the shower every morning, but I mean, it just looked with the hair going every direction and that stubble that he's got, you know, he kind of looks like maybe you'd smell poo.
I don't know. To me, he always looks like a redheaded Mac.
Oh, my God. Well, I never thought about that.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
I rest
all right.
My case.
Okay. We can agree there.
Disheveled.
This is my favorite tape of the day. Let's close with this. Jake Tapper yesterday had a guy representing Roy Moore discussing issues on his show. This guy is named Ted Crockett. And he asked
is his name really Crockett?
His name is Ted Crockett.
Yeehaw!
And he asked Ted Crockett why Roy Moore was against having Muslims in the Congress. And he said it's because they will not take the oath on the Bible. Mm. He said it's against their religion. They won't do it. Jake Tapper brings up a very good point, and Ted Crockett handles it marvelously.
You don't actually have to swear on a Christian Bible. You can swear on anything, really. I don't know if you knew that. You can swear on a Jewish Bible.
Oh, no, I swore on the Bible. I've done it three times.
I'm sure
Jake.
You have. I'm sure you've picked a Bible, but the law is not that you have to swear on a Christian Bible. That is not the law. You don't know that? All right, Ted Crockett.
I don't know. I know that Donald Trump did it when we made him president.
Because he's Christian and he picked it. That's what he wanted to. That's what he wanted to swear in on. Ted Crockett with the Moore campaign. Good luck tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh boy.
His body was not going with him. That is your magic audio vault.
That
Have
is
a
awesome.
Great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. I don't know what to tell you. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.